want to enhance education to meet the needs of the job market.
Senator Gillibrand used the Erie One BOCES Harkness Career and Technical Center in Cheektowaga as a backdrop to announce her bipartisan legislation. The proposed bill would direct federal funding to high-tech training and education programs for high school students. Harkness students train in a variety of vocations. Gillibrand wants more students to learn skills needed for high-tech manufacturing jobs.
A lot of times a kid will graduate from high school or college and not be able to find a job at all. And there are so many jobs that are open. What makes sense is to train our children, train our young adults, the skills they need for the jobs that are available. And tech ed is one of the set of skills that are among the most important skills that are needed for the fastest growing industries.
In Erie County, more than 10,000 local high school students participated in career and technical education programs last school year. West Seneca West High School student Stephen Wood is in the electronics program preparing his resume.
And I personally am planning on trying to go to K Technology for their employment, which has actually already employed three of the students here. Companies such as Xerox, who have actually employed eight of the students from prior classes.
Prior aviation CEO Dave Mittelfeldt partners with BOCES, providing an aviation technology program. He says it's been a huge success, and there's a major need for more pilots.
The industry right now is forecasting a need for 87 pilots a day for the next two decades. That's over 600,000 pilots.
There's many other aviation areas that need workers.
The trickle-down effect for the need for other aviation positions, supervisors, ground handlers, flight training personnel, control tower people, manufacturers, things of that nature are absolutely tremendous.
These jobs are really important, and we rely on them every day.
Gillibrand's bill is called the 21st Century Strengthening Hands-On Programs that Cultivate Learning Approaches for Successful Students Act, or SHOP6 Class Act for short. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.